Reopening dialogue is the goal of the Obama administration's Middle East envoy, George Mitchell. He's back in the region trying to start up peace talks again between Israel and the Palestinians. As NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jerusalem, Mitchell is facing an uphill battle.
On the eve of Mitchell's talks here, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said even if there is a peace deal with the Palestinians, Israel will insist on maintaining a presence on the border between the West Bank and Jordan to ensure there is no arms smuggling.
And I believe that this requires, in the case of a future settlement with the Palestinians, this will require an Israeli presence on the eastern side of a prospective Palestinian state.
It's the latest in a series of demands from both sides that have prevented a resumption of peace talks. The Palestinians say they won't sit down at the negotiating table without a full freeze in Israeli settlement building in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Israel has imposed a partial and temporary freeze in the West Bank only. At last night's news conference, Netanyahu said the Palestinians are the ones preventing the two sides from getting into what he called the negotiating tent.
The Palestinians have climbed up a tree. They're not in the tent. They're not in the entrance to the tent. They're climbing higher and higher in the tree. And they like it up there. People bring ladders to them. We bring ladders to them. The higher the ladder, the higher their climb. They should be told fair and square, simply and forthrightly, get into the tent and start negotiating for peace. We're ready to begin them. I'm ready to begin them.
Netanyahu's comments drew a sharp response from the Palestinians. Chief negotiator Saab Erekat told NPR that Netanyahu is setting his own conditions for the resumption of talks. He noted that the Israeli leader has called for the demilitarization of a future Palestinian state, said Jerusalem is off the table in any discussion, and now wants control of the future state's border with Jordan.
What they're doing, they're undermining the two-state solution. My option is the two-state solution. There is no other option than the two-state solution. Maybe they don't want me to have a state. I cannot live as their slaves.
Erekat says he is asking Mitchell to push the Israelis into resuming negotiations where they left off with the previous government of Ehud Olmert.
I want to be encouraged by Senator Mitchell succeeding in bringing us back to the negotiating table and specifying that negotiations should resume where we left them in December 2008. We were so close.
The Netanyahu government has said it doesn't want to be bound by the framework of previous negotiations. Palestinian sources say they have offered to accept a short-term moratorium on Israeli building in East Jerusalem in order to kickstart the process. It's an offer that's been rebuffed by Netanyahu, who says Jerusalem will remain the undivided capital of Israel. What Senator Mitchell can accomplish on this trip remains to be seen, but one Palestinian negotiator says he is not expecting the visit to break any new ground. Despite the chilly relations between the two sides, Israeli President Shimon Peres told NPR he regularly speaks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the hopes of finding a way to revive the talks.
I think he would expect us to do a gesture that can demonstrate in the eyes of his own people what he calls a serious intention to build a Palestinian state. The Prime Minister feels he did it. So again, we have to find bridges.
The Israeli press reported this week that in one private conversation, Peres told the Palestinian leader that the continuing impasse could lead to violence. He reportedly warned Abbas that he is playing with fire. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.